Okay, I know I talk a lot. These recordings only give you 10 minutes to speak your piece. Believe me, if Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King were around today, they would have been irritated. They would have been like, oh, my speeches are way longer than that. I don't know how long would it take someone to read the Gettysburg Address or Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. Anyway, very, very, very inspirational figures. Anyway, but I don't know why. I just thought about them because they both, I know them famously for their speeches and stuff. I know that both of their speeches are pretty long. Now I'm trying to think. Oh, I don't know why this is going through my head, but which one is longer, the Gettysburg Address or the I Have a Dream speech? I want to say I Have a Dream, but I don't know. I need to research that. I don't know. I think the I Have a Dream speech is longer than the Gettysburg Address that Abraham Lincoln did. Anyway, well, those were two very important people, but mainly what I was trying to say in my last recording before I got so rudely interrupted is that I'm looking forward to doing what I can, you know, working towards the end result. And it's going to be fun. another reason why I'm very reflective, I got a call this evening shortly before I went to the Seeing Eye for the second time in June. I was informed about a girl attending elementary school. She was going to be moving into the area. I don't know the name, and even if I did, I wouldn't release that here. That's confidential. But there's a girl who needs help. She needs help with Braille and technology. Although I can't be the person who hands out equipment, I can train people. I can help them with their Braille, and I can help them learn their technology. But I think about when I was a kid, things were tough, but they certainly were not as tough as it is now. I remember as a child, it was a fight. It was an uphill battle. But I was able to get my books in Braille. I was able to get the things I needed. Nowadays, you're lucky if you can. There are so many budget cuts. There are so many different politicians with different views that run our country. Not just politicians, but state and school officials that run our country. The world is so much different. When I was a girl, it would have been absolutely no problem getting a book in Braille. It was difficult, but once you were referred to the right people, you got what you needed. And now I look at what children have to go through today, and it's hard. It's hard. It's absolutely hard. And I don't know much. All I know is the person who called me told me that she gave this girl's family my name and number as a source. And I'll be willing to help them in any way that I can. But I think about that, and I think about what this girl is going to have to be going through. I don't know her life situation. I don't know her circumstances. And again, even if I did, I couldn't share that here. But the main point is, it's not easy in this world. You know, although technology advancements have made our lives a lot easier, there are still people who would rather see blind people institutionalized or who just don't care or that don't understand. And then with machines doing all the work, everybody's out of the job. There's not as much manufacturing jobs anymore. The computers are doing everything for us. So how are families who normally a lot, you know, there would be a lot more jobs available, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Now, The machines are doing all the work, so that less people are getting paid, less money is being handed out. And of course, with our country being in such a huge debt, that doesn't help the people of our nation. I think about this girl and other children, and it's not easy for me. I could imagine, I can only imagine that it has to be hard for children like her. 4 minutes. There was a gal that I was working with who still doesn't know how to spell, who still doesn't know how to do things in a normal fashion. Because she was sent to a school for the severely handicapped, and they did nothing but arts and crafts with those kids. Our world may be changing for the better, and technology has certainly been improving lives. It certainly has improved my life. You know, 10 years ago, I wouldn't be sitting here with an iPhone blabbing out my heart and soul to the internet. You know, that wouldn't have been doable, even though a computer would have done that. But just imagining how much has changed. But when we look back, we see, once again, history is repeating itself. More and more kids are being neglected. And I know it wasn't exactly the topic I was talking about, important achievements, but it's becoming harder and harder for people to achieve what they want to achieve. College is beginning to get more and more and more expensive. Prices are up and up and up and up to save this country's dying economy. I don't know if the economy will ever improve completely. But I don't know. It's sometimes when I'm even at a loss for words, because you see only what the news shows you, and you know that there's more suffering going on. I won't even begin to describe what I feel about what's going on in the Middle East right now. Terrible, terrible, terrible stuff. But that's the neighbors upstairs. The floor creaks. I swear. It's either that or this place is haunted. I don't know. I don't think so. Anyway, but I value, I really truly do value important achievements. And 1 minute and 33 seconds, pause recording button. So I guess you can say that this is something that has meant a great deal to me, because, you know, our world is getting easier to live in some areas, and in other areas it's just tricky. It's really tricky because you have to, you know, with the way you're working now, you can't even mention your own religion without offending somebody. Our country was founded on religion, on the Christian religion. Now, if you say God, you get in trouble. And, you know, so it's tough in this day and age. But I want to end this on a positive note and say that, I guess, if anything, I could be a sign of encouragement to people that are wanting to give up, because believe me, I'll be honest, there are times when I've wanted to give up. But giving up is just not an option. 19 seconds. And I know I don't see it yet, and it'll be a while before I do, but I know there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and we just got to keep going forward for it. Don't we, Zappy? Yeah, we do.